we're thinking of all the Geldofs today, and Peach's family, extended family, husband, kids, everyone else who are genuinely close to the Geldof family. That's just not a nice day. It's not a good day, and it's not a fair thing to happen for all of them. So I don't know where Bob is at. I was thinking of him this morning, and I was thinking of him last night. And although we're not friends by any stretch of the imagination, you don't have to be. You just have to think what a man must be going through to lose his daughter like that at such a young age, having had enough. He's done so many good things. You would think that the world might be fairer to someone who's done so much good. And yet, there is nothing fair about that whatsoever. We have Enda Brady from Sky News is at the house of Peter's Geldof, and he joins us now. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Ryan. Good to speak to you. Yeah. About the circumstances.
Yeah, horrible, horrible day.
Yeah, we're just here at the property now. There's police everywhere. They've been here since lunchtime yesterday, Ryan. The alarm was raised about 1:30. Paramedics were here within minutes. Kent police turned up then as well. And it was very quickly apparent that nothing whatsoever could be done for Peach's Geldof. They've issued a very brief statement, and the police are just saying that her death is sudden and unexplained. Some of the newspapers have gone further this morning over here, claiming that there were no injury marks on her body, that there were no drugs found, that there was no evidence of self-harm or any of that, and that it is just a sudden, unexplained adult death. She was only 25.
Yeah, enormous interest and coverage in all the papers and all the TV channels, including your own and BBC and RT last night, because Bob Geldof is considered a national institution, really, in Ireland, and he's pretty much the same, I think, in the UK. So she had been part of that story.
Yes, and, you know, such a respected figure as he is on both sides of the Irish Sea, you know, everyone has time for Bob Geldof, and I think whether people know him or not, everyone will be thinking of him and praying for his family today. It's just awful. And, Ryan, just to paint you a picture here, we're in rural Kent.
Yeah.
We're about maybe 5 miles away from the motorway. It is beautiful, green, rolling countryside. Each property is detached, very large properties. And the media are just camped here outside the front property, the front gate. Many members of the police have arrived as well. And just, I'm overlooking the back garden here. This is a girl who was she was in no rush to leave this life, honestly, Ryan. There's children's toys in the back garden. There's little go-karts. The smallest fella was due to have a birthday in a matter of days. And the other boy was due to turn two. Two children under the age of two. And the back garden is just strewn with just the paraphernalia of children's life, really. Toys everywhere. It looks such a happy, joyous family scene. And what a beautiful place to bring up children.
Let's just have a quick listen to Bob Geldof talking to me on The Late Late Show, April 2012. We were talking about Peaches, who was about to give birth to one of the children.
It's funny, you talked about the kids, that they're so clearly important to you. You're about to become a grandfather in weeks.
Yes, I mean, in a week.
How are you feeling about that?
I know I'm supposed to say I'm wildly excited, because then everyone will go, and if I don't say that, they go, what a bastard, you know?
Why don't you speak your mind, because
so
it's unlike
you. With trepidation, what's nice is that... you know, I can't do nappies and whinging again. I just... And the taxi driver's going, you love it, you love it. I said, look, honestly, Andy, you know, and he says, Asher, I'm doing it, I love it. And it's quite likely, but I'll be the crappiest grandfather because I don't go fishing, I don't play football. Mm. I just grump around the place complaining about everything. So the little fella will learn from me or whoever that what's it... that's what you do in life. But it's great for Peaches. And she's thrilled and excited, and he's a great guy.
That was Bob in 2012. And there's one thing that's been on my mind from the moment I heard this awful news yesterday evening, was that he is just a great dad. He was always a good dad, and just adores his children.
Yeah, I think it shines through in what he was saying there. Isn't he just an amazing human being? And it just, I don't know, Ryan, it just makes you so proud to be Irish, everything he's achieved with his life and all of the tragedy that just has been visited upon him and his family. I don't know, just thoughts and prayers with the Geldof today.
And that's all we can say on that subject. In kind of happier news and a historic news, of course, you have Michael D. Higgins in London this morning. It's wall to wall here on the impending visit because obviously everyone's very excited about a very significant time, and it's quite extraordinary to see the tricolour and the Union Jack side by side on the lamppost of at Windsor Castle. It's quite a sight, I have to say. I never never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, it's remarkable. It's historic. It's everything you've said, Ryan. It is quite amazing, you know, when you think how far we've come. And obviously, the Queen thoroughly enjoyed her trip 3 years ago. And I spoke to someone who is very close to the royal household, and I'm told that she would like to go to Ireland again.
Oh, really?
That is her feeling. Yeah, I heard that. I have that on very, very good authority. And, you know, it's brilliant. You know, you look at how close the relations are now and how things have improved and moved on. And Michael D. Higgins will be welcomed. The Irish community over here, hugely excited to see him. There's so much laid on. And I'm just thrilled that I received an invitation in the post yesterday to go to a Caelora, which is on at the Royal Albert Hall. He's hosting that on Thursday night. And we're going along to that. And I think there's about 300 invited Irish guests from the community across the UK. And I just can't wait to go.
Well,
it's going to be brilliant.
That sounds like it's going to be a great old night. It's a very full schedule for the President and his wife. And we'll be watching it, no doubt, at some length in the next 4 days. So, thanks for your time today. It's good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon, hopefully.
Thanks, Ryan. God bless.
Thanks so much. Enda Brady of Sky News there at, as it happens, at the house of the late. God help us that we even can say that now, the late Peter's Galdo.